Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this mask drama on airplanes might be over. This was ridiculous. I don't know if you guys have been following. So for about 14 months, we've had to wear masks, not only as grown-ups, but two-year-olds, children with autism, children with asthma, people who have been trying to breathe through their oxygen. They've had to put a mask. I think there's even memes of the airplane having a mask on its nose. Meanwhile, our flight attendants, as well as our pilots, have been undergoing the stress of law enforcement, where they have had to enforce people wearing a mask when they're already confined, when they're already kind of paranoid and nervous and, you know, worried that they're on a plane. Alcohol got stopped. Some airlines stopped serving alcohol. It completely transformed the airline industry. Kids were getting kicked off the plane. The parents had to come with them. People were wearing panties on their face. It was a disaster. Thousands of people are now on the no-fly list because they balked at the rules. They didn't want to wear the mask. It was uncomfortable. They had trouble breathing. I had trouble breathing with the mask. When you're up that high, the partial pressure of oxygen changes, and it's just not comfortable. It's really hard to breathe. And I kept pretending I was drinking my water just so I could breathe. It was very, very restrictive. And so in light of the baby Omicron wave, and now we have even grandbaby Omicrons, the CDC suggested, let's wait another 2 weeks. Let's keep the mandate going. So from the August 18th deadline, it got extended to May 3rd. Well, and the White House is like, sounds good to us. Meanwhile, a federal judge, U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, yesterday, as we spoke about, she ruled that, no, the CDC has exceeded its authority with the mandate, has not sought public comment, and did not adequately explain its decisions. So she did this ruling because a lawsuit was filed last year in Tampa, Florida, by a group called Health Freedom Defense Fund, as well as two women who are, I guess, frequent flyers. I'm not sure who else were the plaintiffs, but I guess, she overturned the mandate. And just like that, airlines immediately were like, woohoo! The TSA said they're not going to enforce the mask mandate. I believe American Airlines, Delta, Southwest said, look, it's going to be optional. In fact, there's a video circulating of they were on the plane at the time. And the pilot goes, look, you know, we just found out that the mandate was ruled unconstitutional. So, and I mean, you can already hear the screams and cheers from the people on the plane. And meanwhile, the White House said the decision was disappointing. And, you know, here we are. We are almost 3 years from the time that virus leaked, slowly made its way to America, and then wreaked havoc at the end of 2019 to 2020. We have been wearing things on our face, being kicked off planes, children have really been psychologically traumatized by this. I know there's a lot of debate going, oh, well, we kept our kids safe. If it was an adequate mask, maybe. But a bunch of the, you know, we got to put the mask on. We're going to get in trouble. Put the mask on. They're going to kick us off the flight. And all the crying and the screaming and the teachers yelling at them and the, you know, them not being able to see the facial features and, you know, having their orifices covered. And it's been very traumatizing. And so I am not surprised that if the end of the mask mandates was this chaotic, that's no surprise because the whole thing has been chaotic. It's all been about drama. drama this, drama that. The more dramatic, the more, you know, it allows public officials to go, you see, look at what we have. We have all these anti-maskers that are causing all this terrorism on planes. Let them fly. If they're spending $700 a ticket, which is going up, by the way, with all the fuel costs, and they want to be able to breathe, let them breathe. These airplanes, they have filtration systems. If you're sitting there, if the planes were really that worried, you know, about people getting germs, then sit the seats 6 feet apart. But no, you're already kind of, you know, bunched in together. If anybody is worried about getting sick, they should vaccinate. They should wear a mask. They should maybe avoid being on a plane. But, you know, for the rest of us who are like, look, we want to move on with our lives and we don't want to get kicked off a plane or be on a no-fly zone. I think one family, their child was trying to go to the medical center and the child couldn't wear the mask. And these flight attendants have now turned into, you know, I really appreciate what the flight attendants are, but people have looked at them as Gestapo now because they have been forced to enforce something when they're not even law enforcement. And so I, you know, hug your flight attendant because they've never really wanted to, you know, have to grapple with this the whole time. So United Airlines has told its employees that Monday the mask mandate remains in effect. What? Really? United, they say, is going to, despite the decision, keep... that's interesting. They said, we'll wait additional information. I thought I just read that they actually... That they actually are now going to make it... Once the mandate's gone, these airlines can't enforce it, I don't believe. So we're gonna look and find out what everyone's doing. It looks like, okay, here we go. United Airlines, American Airlines, and Delta are relaxing the restrictions effective immediately. As well as Southwest should be on here, too. I heard Southwest. So sorry about all the confusion. I know it's been rough. You guys have had amazing patience, much more patient than anybody. Will these masks come back? Oh, they could. It all depends on who's in power. If baby Omicron or grandbaby Omicron starts getting to be more severe, it really depends on the hospitals. If the hospital system gets overwhelmed, then people are going to look to public officials to do something. And so, you know, maybe build more hospitals. Maybe, you know, our hospital system is understructured and we need more infrastructure within our hospitals. Maybe that'll prevent us from needing to wear masks all the time. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the next debate we have going on in medicine, and I think in life in general, is should cancer not be called cancer? Is it too triggering? Is it going to trigger an expensive workup when some people might have such a low-grade cancer that it is in their best interest to not act as if they have cancer? So some physicians have been bringing this up for a while when it comes to intraductal carcinoma of the breast in situ. Maybe not to call it breast cancer. I don't know if I agree with that. And now it's been brought up with the prostate, where if you have a low-level prostate cancer, just don't call it cancer. Get rid of the C word. And I see both sides. It's just that's you start to wonder if this is going to allow companies to save money, to not have to do the workup, to not... I don't like the idea in medicine. In medicine, the one thing we were taught is don't assume anything. And I know everybody does that. Oh, yeah, because we could ask that of you and me. Just don't assume anything. If somebody said they pulled a rib and their rib hurt and, you know, it's rib pain, don't examine it. Make sure that chest pain isn't from something else. Remember I told you I had a patient who called in saying the diabetic medication I gave them, they were having a side effect. After all these years, really? What side effect was it? Well, I got this big rash now that's starting on one side of my body. That's shingles. That had nothing to do with your diabetes medication. Yeah, and meanwhile, I was about to stop his diabetic medication, convert him over to something else. Will you get your butt in the doctor so we could see and you know decide what's going on? Cancer, it is innately chaotic. That's why I get the term cancer. So the reason why some physicians and researchers are suggesting maybe get rid of that word is because there are some conditions when it comes to prostate cancer that's very predictably slow. And most people will, most cancer will completely outlive the person, and that won't be what kills the person. So where this kind of started was a while back they were talking about, let me see here, like bladder cancer, cervical cancer, thyroid cancer, and breast cancer, there's apparently a debate about dropping carcinoma from ductal carcinoma in situ. As far as I'm concerned, breast cancer affects 1 in 8 of us. Breast cancer is very challenging. I think a woman needs to know if she's got cancer. I just think, why? Why do people have to know if they have cancer? Because then they don't sleep on it. Then they don't blow it off. Now, I get it. You know, when you think you have cancer, you don't sleep. I went through that. It's a very scary thought. Thought I had ovarian cancer. I thought I had breast cancer, waiting for the surgery. Yeah, and then the biopsy results is one of the scariest things. I get that. But if you want your life saved, you have to buck up and go, look, you know, I got to knock this out of the ballpark. If it is cancer, let's find it. Let's knock it out. But if we start to drop that word, the big problem we have right now in medicine is people are using telemedicine for everything. I had a patient where it was a shark bite. And he used telemedicine. I go, you got to get seen. It was a small one, but still. I mean, we're seeing people don't want to get seen. And so you give them that kind of, okay, yeah, you don't even have cancer. You just have something that could possibly grow. Then they might just go and you just use telemedicine and not use, you know, their in-person doctor. So where this comes from the prostate standpoint is Dr. Scott Eggener. Is from University of Chicago School of Medicine. And he is reviving the debate on what to call the, quote, least aggressive, wimpiest form of prostate cancer that is literally incapable of causing symptoms or spreading to other parts of the body. He believes that if the words you have cancer could be very profound. He and his co-authors say fear of the disease can cause some patients to overreact and opt for unneeded surgery or radiation. He said if you reduce anxiety, you'll reduce over-treatment. He's not wrong. This is according to Dr. David Penson of Vanderbilt University. The word cancer puts an idea in their head, I have to have this treated. So sometimes when we diagnose prostate cancer, we might do a digital rectal exam, we might do a PSA blood test, but what we have to do is a biopsy. And we come up with a Gleason score. So let me explain this. So when the urologist takes core samples of your prostate, maybe they'll get about 12 of them, you know, and they'll get little punches of it, okay? It's not easy, especially for the patient. Then they look at the cells, and they give a grade of 1, you know, very well differentiated, to 5, poorly differentiated. Then what they do is they look at the most common of those, and then the second most common, and they add those two scores. So let's say they see a bunch of 5s, and then they also see a bunch of 4s. They'll take 4 plus 5, make 9, and that's your Gleason score. A score of less than 6 is much more benign. That means you have a 1, maybe you have a 1 and a 2, so that gives you 3. Your Gleason score is under 6. But if you have a poorly differentiated bunch of cores, a 5, you got more poorly differentiated 5 and 5, that's a 10. That's a high Gleason score. So that's where this Gleason score comes from. So they're discussing maybe what we do is call prostate cancer under a Gleason score of 6, not cancer. So what would they call it? So some proposals include IDLE, I-D-L-E, for indolent lesion of epithelial origin, or inert, indolent neoplasm, rarely requiring treatment. And Dr. Egner said, I don't really give a hoot what it's called as long as it's not called cancer. The only problem I have with that is neoplasm. Neoplasm is cancer. So I don't want, I don't want people lied to. They need, and the reason why is because if this is in the family, you need to know that your family needs to know that genetically there could be cancer. You know, right now I'll ask a patient, goes, you know, did your father, mother have any sort of cancer? And if, you know, somebody had, you know, intraductal carcinoma in situ, that's pretty important for the daughter. Just like, yeah, my dad had prostate cancer. It was mild, but he had a form of prostate cancer. I think that's important because maybe this child might not or this adult or progeny might not have as easy a case. So I get that people are trying to get rid of the cancer word so people don't freak out. I would almost rather do an educational campaign saying, look, you got stage 1 versus stage 6, you know, or stage 4 or 5, whatever, how you want to call it in terms of metastasis. Okay, stage 1 is where there's even now a stage 0, you know, of breast cancer. And so these mean you need to be followed up on. And you know, to make sure it doesn't turn into the bad kind of cancer. You know how I told you guys 1 in 2 of us get some sort of cancer, but many of them are benign neoplasm. They're benign lesions. All right, if that's not an easy thing for people to stomach, they're going to start dropping that word, and then my worry is people are going to just blow it off. Yeah, I got a spot on my breast, but it's not cancer, so whew. One thing I've learned with telemedicine is people want to find any excuse possible to not go to the doctor. And if something does have to be watched or monitored, they're going to try to use telemedicine for it when we don't have that capability. We can't order the test. We can't do the biopsy. We can't examine you in person. So, now on the flip side, we do spend a lot of money. There are people who have low-grade prostate cancer that's like, you know what, take it out. I don't want it. I don't want to worry. My grandma had lung cancer. I know this isn't the same, but I don't want to just take it out. I don't want to worry about it. Well, that costs money. How many of us women have gotten hysterectomies? Because we're like, I don't want to worry about having cancer. You know, it does get costly. A lot of people, they're so afraid of getting cancer that they're like, take the body part out. And, you know, you got to keep some of your body parts in. So, I don't know, I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should we get rid of the term cancer? Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the economic interests of Twitter's board of directors and shareholders are out of line. Mr. Musk at TED 2022.
Having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, will stop enforcing the Biden administration's rule mandating masks on planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Many Americans believe it was a constitutional overreach, and a judge in Florida agrees. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel said the Center for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its statutory authority and failed to properly justify its decision. Judge Mazel was appointed by President Trump. USA Radio News. A former Chicago police officer will not face any more charges.
Federal authorities say they will not pursue charges against Jason Van Dyke. The former Chicago police officer was convicted of murder in Illinois State Court for the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. He was seen on camera shooting McDonald 16 times. Prosecutors say it would have been more difficult to convict him at the federal level because the burden of proof is far higher. Van Dyke was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison in 2018, serving less than half before he was released back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The first shipments of recently approved $800 million in security assistance has arrived in Ukraine. Howitzers, artillery systems, 40,000 artillery rounds, armored personnel vehicles, and other stronger weapons are included. A senior U.S. defense official said Monday that four flights of shipments from the assistance package arrived in the region over the weekend. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Michael wants to know, how do I not eat bread or leavened bread for a week? Oh, I haven't talked to you guys about how constipated I am, have I? Oh, I'm so constipated. Passover's rough. Passover is a rough holiday. Look, it's you guys with Lent or Ramadan or I get it's all rough. I don't mind the roughness because you know you want to show your faith, you want to not take for granted what you have now, and you want to kind of remember what our ancestors have gone through. And so I think sacrificing something, I believe, is just a part of many of our religions, and that's fine, but it's just, oh my gosh, I'm just so constipated. So it's a good question, and I'll be quick about it. So, remember I taught you guys about the story of Passover, where the Jews were in Egypt, or the Israelites were in Egypt, Joseph, had with coat of many colors, after the, you know, the 12 tribes, they ended up being in the land of Egypt. Everything was fine. And then after a while, with the new ruler, they didn't like them. And they made them slaves. So as Moses was anointed by God to, okay, you got to get them out. You know, he's like, how the hell do I do this? He's like, oh, we got some plagues. We got some tools. We'll be able to get Pharaoh to change his mind. And Pharaoh changed his mind like multiple times. When Pharaoh finally changed his mind with the last plague, and Moses like, can we bounce now, please? You know, but I'm cooking my bread. We're making food for the trip. No, just let's go. Jews had to run, race, or the Hebrews had to bail. And so they had bread, or whatever they were making, and it didn't have a chance to rise. So it ended up being flat, and we eat matzah, and we avoid leavened bread for 8 days to commemorate what our ancestors had gone through as slaves and fleeing Ramses II. The problem is it's when you read the Bible, and then when you have the biblical scholars and the Talmud and everybody give opinions on it, it has changed to the point now that you can't have, I guess, Coca-Cola. You know, and you're like, well, why? Well, because there's corn syrup, and you're not allowed to have corn. Why can't we have corn? It just said unleavened bread. So the strictest of the strict, they don't eat rice. They don't eat any grain at all. Unless it's made with, out of matzah. So matzah is the carb, and matzah is flour and water with no yeast. Now, I think, confuse a lot of people that are less Orthodox. Orthodox are like, we just don't eat anything leavened. We don't eat anything. The only bread you have is matzah, and then you can cook with matzah, and you can make matzah balls with it, and you can make your starch with that. But for the rest of us, we're like, I don't understand why you can't have corn on the cob. I don't understand why you can't have rice. I don't understand why you can't have, you know. So, I'm conservative. So there's varying degrees. You have the Orthodox and different Orthodox like Hasid and Chabad, and you have the very Orthodox. Then you have the conservatives like me, where, you know, I like to follow as much of the rules as possible, but I don't follow them to a T. Then you have kind of the Reformed, which are a little more lax and more liberal, and then you have the Reconstructionists, and I think there's also other sorts of factions of it. And so for me, I kind of go, the Bible says no leavened bread, you know, for the 8 days, then all right, I won't eat leavened bread. But if something hasn't risen in terms of bread, I'll eat corn, you know, I mean, rice doesn't have yeast in it, so I avoid that. You know, another thing too, which I think a lot of people don't talk about, but it's a real killer when it comes to Passover, is a lot of alcohol is made with yeast. And so if they ferment, I have to double check, but I think vodka uses potatoes, tequila uses cactus. If there's no yeast in the fermenting process, you can have those alcohols. But if not, you can't. So it is. It's pretty strict. Now, you know, in Judaism, one thing growing up as a Jewish kid is all my friends were Christians. They all got to celebrate Christmas. There was Santa Claus. There were Christmas trees. There were lights. I wanted to be Christian so bad. And my parents had a very, very open attitude about, look, you know, we all follow the Ten Commandments. You know, we all love God. Be a good person, you know, but they, you know, it's really hard when in the Jewish religion, many of our holidays commemorate us being killed and us being persecuted, you know, and us being slaves and, you know, the temple being destroyed and you know, and our sins. And it's rough. But, you know, I mean, just like Catholicism isn't all about Santa Claus. Catholicism is the solemnness of Jesus and all the history and what Jesus had to endure. So religion isn't supposed to be about fun and games. Even though in Judaism we have Purim, which is supposed to be like the biggest party of the year, and we've made Hanukkah from a sad story to a happy story so we could celebrate Hanukkah when, you know, Christians celebrate Christmas. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I love decorating Christmas trees. I love wishing people Merry Christmas, you know, and Happy Hanukkah. I love, you know, all religions. I think all these religions have beauty, and we're obviously all doing something right because we're all here. Now, the one thing we learned in biblical times is if somebody was like a Philistine or an Amalekite or a Hittite or whatever, and they were not, you know, following religion the way God wanted them to, yeah, they don't exist anymore. But look at all of us who exist. Now, Muslims exist, Christians, Catholics, Protestants, Episcopalians, Baptists, Mormons, Jews, you know, we're Hindus, Buddhists, we're all here because we're all doing something right. And so, me personally, I look at religion a little differently. I don't think any two, you know, people of a religion worship the exact same way, because I think your relationship with God is your relationship with God. So when I pray, my kids don't pray to God the same way I do. I've told them to pray to God and thank the Lord, but they can have a relationship with God much different than me. I think we all do. And I know some of my friends were a little, you know, guilty that they didn't do Lent, and they did, you know, how I look at it is, look, you know, I come from a religion that it does have a lot of guilt, and I don't like, you know, to rule by guilt. I don't like to urge somebody to do something by guilt. I would rather inspire. And what I've taught my kids and what I do, and, you know, maybe it's not, doesn't fit into any one particular religion, is you be a good person. You be good to others. You do the right thing. You make the right choices, but you live. You have to, you know, you have to live. You have to take care of yourself, you know. And if God gave you gifts, use those gifts. Don't blow them off, you know. And don't, you know, like don't, you know, I don't know, you know, do drugs and mess up your heart. If you have a healthy heart, it is your duty to use that heart. Use that heart to love others, do charity, you know, be in a profession that helps others. That's why I went to medicine. Because I wanted to help others. I didn't want to wake up each day thinking I would. Now, mind you, trust me, we need everybody. We need our lights. We even need lawyers. You know, but for me, I felt my duty was to go into medicine. My duty was to teach. My duty was to make people laugh, make people learn, entertain. And what's so important about that is, if God forbid I leave this earth, or any of us leave this earth, we could look back at our lives and go, this is exactly what I wanted to do. You know? I took care of my family. I helped others. I contributed to the community, you know, and I helped make society what it is today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. The questions that we're getting are fantastic. We're getting questions on Facebook at Dr. Dolly, Twitter at Dr. Dolly, as well as our website. So Rhonda writes, Dr. Dolly, if you were in Ukraine, would you have left knowing what you knew with Hitler and Poland and what happened with your family? So she brings this up because I think we had spoken about, I think we talked about what happened with my family, how they fled the Holocaust, and there are still people trapped in Ukraine right now trying to get out, being killed as they try to escape. In fact, there's a steel factory, I believe, in the Donbas region, and there are families hiding, we believe, in that steel factory that is about to be overtaken by Russian forces. So that's a good question. Would I have left And oh, yeah, and she also asked what I've gone to Poland, because I had talked about how my family that did go to Poland during World War II ended up getting slaughtered at Auschwitz. They ended up getting rounded up and going to Auschwitz. So, you know, what's interesting. If I was in Ukraine, I know this sounds kind of like, you know, oh, yeah, she's trying to sound all, you know, heroic. But I probably would have grabbed a gun and fought. I would have probably made sure my kids got sent to safety. I would have gotten my kids the hell out of there, any of my older family out of there. But then I would have probably grabbed a gun and stayed. I think I know that seems to be easier said than done. But I, you know, like I said, my family that fled, you know, they had to, obviously, but they were not in a position where they could fight. All their guns were taken away. In fact, I think the guns were taken away years before, and they weren't able to have any weapons. And then, you know, there were some that were able to be smuggled in. I think Israelis were you know, trying to bring weapons in, and, you know, it was a mess. We don't have the whole account of what happened during World War II, but in terms of Ukraine, if Zelensky said, "Here, hey guys, this is what we have. We have Molotov cocktails, we have guns, we have this," I probably would have gotten the kids out of there, although my kids would have wanted to fight too. Gotten any of my vulnerable family out, and then me and my husband probably would have stayed to fight. And then you know, who knows what would happen if it's one of those things where I think whoever is standing up to Russia is preventing World War III. And when you live in a family like mine that was decimated by Hitler, and you think, and you see the parallels, you go back and say, well, somebody should have stopped Hitler here. Somebody should have stopped him in Czechoslovakia. Somebody should have stopped him in Poland. Somebody should have stopped him right here. Right? Well, now we're seeing this with Putin. We get a second chance now to stop a tyrant from trying to take over, countries and genocide. And I think, even if I would have had to travel to get my family out, I would have come back. But also, I'm older, you know, and I feel like I've lived a full life, and I think I would have been consumed by the guilt to let the country fall. And it's, you know, but you know, obviously, you know, now you have people going, look, I can't fight, I can't do multiple cocktails anymore. They got to get to safety. They have to live. You have to live. You know, and we got to get these people out of there. And sadly, we're being told, according to CNN, Russians plan to, quote, level everything to the ground, especially at a steel factory. And that's where we believe there's many people at. They say the security service of Ukraine on Tuesday released a purported communications intercept of a Russian ground unit commander who said Russian aircraft were planning to level everything to the ground. Around Azovstal, the steel factory that is a place where Ukrainian defenders are being able to hold out in the besieged port city of Mariupol. The audio recording released Tuesday purports to feature the voice of a leader of a Russian platoon 4 kilometers from Azovstal. The man's voice said, "We are expecting surprises from Russia here." A woman replies, "What kind of surprises?" He said, 3-ton ones from the sky, adding that his command said to level everything to the ground. Now, a CNN can't vouch for the authenticity, and it is odd that you're hearing somebody, talk to somebody else, like, oh, what are you guys going to do? So that is, but once we saw Russia was, was seen for its crappy army that it has, I think we all knew that Putin was going to try to start bringing in the big guns, which is why I have no doubt that he might use nuclear weapons eventually as well. If he feels like he can't do with what he can do with his current weapons, he'll use whatever he's not going to lose this. He's not going to lose. He's not going to give up. He's not going to say, my bad. I mean, you know, the damage is done. He's made his mind up, and he wants to show a win. Germany's foreign intelligence services also intercepted radio communications where Russian soldiers talked about shooting soldiers and civilians in Ukraine. There's also been radio traffic revealing Russian soldiers discussing killing and raping civilians. It's just sad. So there's going to be possibly an aerial bombardment of Estol. The Moskva ship sinking was huge. New images emerged Monday on social media showing Russians' guided missile cruiser, the Moskva, was very badly damaged and on fire in the hours before the ship sank in the Black Sea. It listed to one side, so I think we do have confirmed that it was hit by Ukraine, and it was devastated. So that was huge. Sadly, though, people are saying there's no single place safe in Ukraine right now. According to Ihor Zovka, chief diplomatic advisor to Zelensky, he told CNN's Wolf Blitzer, not a single place, a town, a city, or a village is now safe in Ukraine following Russian missile strikes in Lviv on Monday. And so Ukraine's deputy prime minister said no evacuation routes for civilians have been agreed with Russian forces. And you can't trust them because Russia had been bombing and had been going after these evacuation routes. The UN needs to get in there, tell Russia you better stop or we bring the rain, and you are going to let us take people out. And you're going to let our people go. That's what the UN, this is the job of the UN. UN should get in there and say, let us, you want to level the city. That's between you and Ukraine, but let us get the lives out. And I just don't understand why that's not happening. I don't understand that. Biden, of course, is not going to visit Ukraine. I think it's a horrible idea. I don't think Biden should travel to Ukraine. Boris Johnson doing it from the UK was a great move. It was, but trying to replicate that now, no. I think it's too dangerous, and Biden just doesn't have that. I think it'll only hurt. I mean, look at what happened with the Easter egg roll, where the Easter Bunny, who I believe was somebody on his communications team, had to stop him from talking to reporters, and bring him over, you know, back to the Easter egg roll. So. There's been nonstop bombardment of civilian districts in Kharkiv. Kharkiv mayor has said that there are now multiple bombardments of civilians getting hit. And Mariupol is still under heavy bombardment. And if Russians do succeed in eastern Ukraine, they're going right back to Kyiv, which I think a lot of us have expected. So praying that this stops, praying they make some headway. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.